From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Spanish and Italian naval ships, along with vessels from non-government groups, are rescuing thousands of migrants off the Libyan coast. Monday's dramatic operation is taking place just 21 kilometers north of the town of Sabratha in Libya. As we hear, migrants from Eritrea and Somalia cheered as the rescue boats arrived, with some jumping into the water and swimming toward them while others carefully carried babies onto the rescue ships. Groups such as Proactive Open Arms and Doctors Without Borders are helping take some of the 3,000 people who had been traveling in some 20 small wooden boats. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrived in India Monday for talks on ambitious plans to hike trade between the world's two largest democracies fivefold to around $100 billion. Kerry is to meet with Prime Minister Narendra Modi during the two-day visit to the capital of New Delhi and to take part in a strategic dialogue between the two nations. Kerry arrived from neighboring Bangladesh, where he held talks with Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina on efforts to combat extremism after a series of deadly attacks recently. Suspended President Dilma Rousseff, in comments to the Senate Monday, said the future of Brazil was at stake in her impeachment trial, as her conservative opponents were using trumped-up charges to oust her and to roll back social advances of the past 13 years. The leftist leader appeared before the Senate, defending herself in a process that expected to remove her from office this week. Rousseff denied charges of breaking budgetary rules. This is VOA News. The United States said Monday that clashes in Syria between Turkish forces and units affiliated with the U.S.-supported Kurdish-led alliance are not acceptable and is calling on all sides to stand down. Brett McGurk is a U.S. envoy for the coalition to counter the Islamic State. And in comments on Twitter, he said, "We call on all armed actors to stand down." He added that the Pentagon condemned the fighting and said U.S. forces were not involved in the clashes. Authorities say a suicide attack in Yemen's city of Aden has killed at least 45 people and wounded dozens more. Officials say a suicide bomber drove his car Monday into a building used by pro-government troops. So far, there's been no immediate claim of responsibility. The Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte Monday placed a 2 million Philippine peso, or $43,000 bounty on the heads of members of the national police who are protecting the drug syndicates in the country. Here's the Philippine president.
Place a reward on their head, the members of the ninja or members of the police who are then protecting the drug syndicates in this country. I'm placing per head 2 million. I want the police and the armed forces to destroy the drug apparatus in this country.
Rodrigo Duterte made the remarks as he gave a speech at a wreath-laying ceremony to mark the country's National Heroes Day. Monotony was the hardest part of a year-long NASA experiment about the mental and psychological rigors of long-term spaceflight. Crew members said after the test came to a close, the six-member crew emerged Sunday from a dome in Hawaii on the barren northern slope of the Mauna Loa volcano, where they were studied as part of the U.S. Space Agency missions to send people to Mars by the 2030s. This is the French astrobiologist Cyprien Rousseau in a Periscope interview by organizers posted on Twitter.
A mission to Mars in the close future is realistic. I think the technological and psychological obstacles can be overcome.
In addition to insufficient stimulation, isolation and a lack of fresh food, air and water were the toughest challenges during the year-long experiment. The experiment was primarily aimed at the psychological study of the crew. Japan braced Monday for a powerful typhoon as authorities warned of heavy rain and high waves and flooding. After previous storms killed two people, it's the third in a little more than a week. Typhoon Lion Rock was likely to come ashore northeast of Tokyo on Tuesday before cutting across the main island of Honshu before heading out to sea towards Russia and China, according to the Japanese Meteorological Agency. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.